Hey everyone, welcome to an episode of Gilligan's Isle of ADD. I know it's been a little bit, but I'm looking forward to getting back into podcasting. So I've decided to do the RPG a Day 2023, which has been kind of a thing for the last few years. I believe we're on the 10th anniversary. Just so you know, if you're the first-time listener, this podcast is about playing Dungeons & Dragons or old-school D&D games and their various clone iterations and things like that. And then just general musings about running games and playing games. For the last few years, I haven't been running a ton of games. I've been mostly a player. I spent about 2 years playing with my buddy Steve and a bunch of Canadians. We had a really good time. I think we're kind of taking a little bit of a break, and Steve's working on some homebrew rules that are a mashup of a bunch of different things, so that should be fun. I've also been playing in a homes game every couple of weeks, which has been a lot of silliness. Heavy on the role play and less on the dice rolling, which is okay. So what I've decided to do is break this up into sections of five, I think, mostly because I don't think I can talk for a long period of time on one thing. So the very first, I'm a little behind, obviously. I think this whole thing started at the start of August, and we're kind of halfway through it already. So the first one on the list is first RPG played this year. Obviously, I'm trying to remember. 95% sure that it was probably Old School Essentials in Steve's game that we were playing in. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I don't remember offhand exactly where we were at. I had this long-running campaign journal that we had going. And halfway through, I think we switched to Shadowdark, which I think a lot of people really dig. I haven't quite wrapped my head around it. I know it's a little bit OSR and it's a little bit 5e. Honestly, I'd rather just play one or the other. but yeah, it's cool. I like the whole not having nobody being able to see in the dark kind of thing. So I think that's about it for the first RPG I played this year. I'm guessing that's exactly what it was because it was pretty much a weekly occurrence. So Old School Essentials, I think it was by the book. Most of my characters, as most people know, don't last very long, and I'm fine with it. So number two on the list was first RPG Game Master, which I've talked about on numerous occasions, but the very first time that I ever played any kind of role-playing game, it was first edition. And I think second it was already out, but my cousin had the first edition books. So we played a solo game. It didn't last super long, maybe an hour or two. It was a lot of fun, though. So that was my very first games master, which was my cousin. And I think a lot of people were probably like that. That, you know, it was their cousin or their uncle or that kind of thing. Number three is first RPG I bought this year. I can't remember if it was Gamma World First Edition or if that was last year. I think everybody has that thing where the last 3 years have been a bit of a blur, you know, of gaming and just life and everything that went along with that. So the last RPG book that I bought, which could have been this year or last year, was Gamma World First Edition. And I ran a few games on Roll20 on my Wednesday afternoon day off thing, which was a lot of fun, actually. I think I had three or four players, depending on the situation, and it was cool. I used basically the sort of scenario in the book, and, you know, you're sort of a tribe of people, and you're off looking for artifacts to prove your, I guess, manlyhood. I don't know what a better word is for that, but so we sent them off, and I'd written up a pile of random encounters, and it just sort of organically grew from there, which was interesting. Unfortunately, as is the case with a lot of things, everybody has only so much time, so it fizzled out, which is okay. I would like to run another Gamma World game. Number four, and number 3 are very similar. So first RPG I bought this year, and 4 is the most recent game I bought. So the most recent purchases that I've gotten are Neverland, which I'm really enjoying, and I'm hoping to run something with that, and the 5th edition Monster Manual to complete my collection, which I haven't read as much as I would have liked, but at some point I'll get back to it. If you haven't seen Neverland, it's very cool. It's not completely 5th edition like it is, but the stats are slightly different, and he's kind of not quite exactly following the typical rules for writing a 5th edition adventure, which is actually not bad. I think it's more of an OSR game or setting, really, than anything. It can be 5e, obviously, but I thought about running it with White Box, although the sort of group that I've been trying to get going is very 5th edition focused, so probably do that just for the ease of use. I think I will use the pre-gens. Basically, my thought is have them have a sort of shipwreck, and they swim out to Neverland, and that's where the silliness becomes a thing. That's probably going to be the plan. And number 5, the oldest game you've played? I think almost every game that I play is the oldest game, obviously other than 5th edition, but BX is, you know, probably the oldest game. Holmes is the oldest game. A friend of mine, Jeff, that I've been playing games with, he actually sent me a copy of Holmes, which was really nice, in the mail, along with a bunch of old Dragon magazines, which you can glean so much fun stuff from. So, yeah, I really like Holmes. It's, I guess that is the oldest game that I have. Obviously, if you can't find a copy of Holmes, that's in decent shape, there's Blue Home out there, which you can get, which is fantastic. And I'm a big proponent of that. You just Google school Dreamscape Design or Bing Dreamscape Design, whatever your sort of choice of thing is. Anyway, that I think is sort of the start of RPG a day. So I'm like 8 minutes in and I've covered 5 things with a whole lot of ums. I don't know what everybody's commutes are like, but I think, you know, I'm kind of a big proponent of being able to listen to a podcast on my way to work. The problem is nowadays, not problem, but it's actually a good thing. I have a 15-minute bike ride or about a 8-minute car ride to work. So if I download an hour-long podcast, it takes me a good week to get through it. I always kind of enjoyed the Anchorite thing of, you know, the 10-minute, 15-minute podcast where can kind of get to the point and sort of put your thoughts out and then, you know, wait for responses and things like that. And so I kind of like these shorter podcasts, you know, 30-minute thing at the most. Hours are cool, but you got to have the time. So a lot of the live streams nowadays are, you know, an hour and a half. And unless you're watching it in real time and puttering around and doing something else, it's just not something that appeals to me. I always say we only have so much time, it's not as exciting. So I do kind of like the whole get to the point thing. So I'm not really getting to the point at this point, but yeah, that's just a sort of random thought. The other thing, it's a Google chat that's been going for years with a bunch of guys, all sort of ex-Google Plus guys, and we've played together for years, and they're always talking about different things. And so the latest kind of plan was, mostly because I've been itching to run a game, and I've been really wanting to run a game for those guys because I've played in multiple games with them. So the thought was we all run one game a month, just a one shot, make pre-gens. And that's where we can kind of dig into these sort of oddball games that we have that we've always wanted to play and just haven't gotten around to. So that's kind of what we're sort of working on. I haven't really been able to jump in yet, just because I have a lot of things going on, but I'm hoping to come up with something soon. So that's fun. Anyway, thank you very much for listening.